Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods Extra. This extra is all about...
more military stories.
It is. I've got three more stories today that are based around military, so people in service, and spooky happenings. Are you ready for the first story?
Yes, I am.
I was in the United States Marine Corps, stationed at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. I'd just finished up MOS school, training for a military job. I was an electrical equipment repair specialist. I was placed into a room with two guys from my MOS school, one of which was in boot camp with me. His name is Tucker. The other guy's name is Milburn. We moved into the room, and a few nights later, I woke up in the middle of the night, roughly 2 a.m, which is unusual for me in the first place. My eyes adjusted to the dark quickly, and I saw a shadow in the middle of the room, standing at Milburn's secretary, three boxes in between me and Tucker's bed. His footlocker was facing his bed. I could see Milburn asleep in his bed, and thought it odd that Tucker was going through his stuff. Being as Tucker is my friend, I rolled over and decided to ask him about it in the morning. Our alarms went off, and we all got up, got dressed, and went to work. Me and Tucker went to the chow hall that afternoon, and while sitting there talking, he looked at me and asked why I was going through Milburn's secretary last night. I laughed and told him it wasn't me. Then reality set in. We could both see Milburn. The door was deadbolted, and the only window was above Tucker's bed. If someone else got in that room, they would have to crawl across Tucker or unlock the heavy metal door without us noticing. We both shrugged it off as something odd and creepy, and of course that alone would be a decent story. Over the next few weeks, we had all the wall lockers, three doors, all be locked at night and open in the morning. Not just unlocked, but wide open. Not to mention the strange nightmares I've been having. I thought it was super strange. I'd been having nightmares where I would wake up, look around with my eyes, and the room would look normal. I would get up to take a wee, and I couldn't move, couldn't sit up, couldn't speak, nothing. Then I would close my eyes, take a deep breath, like I was trying to reset my limbs. Same as restarting a computer, I suppose. And when I opened my eyes, there would be a shadow pinning me down. I would freak out and try to struggle, and eventually sit up after the shadow faded away. I had this dream with increasing frequency, and was pretty disturbed by it. 1 year later, Tucker and I were roommates again, on the second floor, on the opposite half of the barracks. We'd ordered pizza, and were relaxing in our rooms on a Friday. Neither of us were big drinkers. Our conversation was going in the direction of who else we may get as a roommate. We joked about Milburn. He was, to put it lightly, a psychopath. That was how we arrived at the meat of the topic, though. The old room. I said to him, "I used to have these freaky dreams in that room, and I haven't had a single one since." His reply sent cold chills down my back. It was something along the lines of, "You wake up, try to get up, and can't move. That's when you notice the witch pinning you down. You struggle a few minutes and are finally free." I had the same dreams, but there was nothing we could do about them, so I didn't mention them. It was better to pretend they didn't exist. A long moment of silence ensued. All I could say was, "I suppose you're right. What would we do? Tell them we want to move rooms because we think there is a ghost in our room?" Tucker wasn't some strange, stringy kid, and neither was I. Tucker was, haven't seen him in years, 5'8" to 10", 240-ish pounds of pure muscle. He's from the country in Georgia, and had a few stories from when he was a kid. Things he knew about the paranormal, passed down through his family. I was 6 foot, 190 pounds, muscle at the time, both raised in a Christian household. I even then spent most of my time reading articles on anything that would make me more knowledgeable. Everything psychology, quantum physics, chemistry, computer sciences. I have found something that would explain the paralysis. It's apparently something males experience. But to have the same dream kind of stretches the perception, and only when sleeping in the same room. Thanks for taking the time to read my story. I hope it was good enough. I apologise for spelling mistakes and grammar mistakes in advance. English was always my weakness. So, double sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Interesting, because that, you know, that would be such a massive coincidence for them both to see the same figure and then both to have sleep paralysis and it not be paranormal.
Yeah. The only thing I reckon, if it wasn't a coincidence, I reckon one of them's just chatting. Because, like, that's what, like, you know what I mean? If there's sleepovers and that... Like, you're going to lie about stuff like that. I know I have.
Fair enough. That's a good point, actually. Right. Are you ready for the second story?
Yes, I am.
This is the story of how three US Marines were scared to death within only a few hours, including myself. I have a friend who is really into the paranormal. Like myself. Let's call him Jake. It was October 2018, and we wanted to go ghost hunting or explore supposedly haunted buildings areas. We'd been researching and decided our driving limit was 4 hours. I came across a place called the Devil's Tramping Ground. At that place, there's a circle in the woods that can't grow grass. And the trees make a circle around it. As legend has it, the devil uses that circle of sand and dirt as a portal. He comes to earth at night and stomps on the ground, pacing back and forth. We read that if you tried to sleep there, on the circle, you would hear a soothing female singing, which would put you to sleep, and then you'd wake up in a different location. So what did we do? Bought tents, sleeping bags, chairs, and beer, of course. Okay, back to the story. Me and Jake were planning our trip, and another one of my buddies caught wind of it. Let's call him Nick. We were all set to go on Friday when we left work. We left base around 4 p.m, but didn't hit the road until roughly 8 p.m, because we kept getting sidetracked at different stores. I'll skip right to the good part. We get off the highway. It's close to midnight. We had our GPS on, and it was telling us to go down the only damn road with no streetlights. Of course. We start driving down that narrow, dark road slowly to find the clearing for the devil's tramping ground. We read that there would be satanic symbols in front of the clearing, written on the road. We had our eyes peeled. There was something odd about the road. I kid you not. We were being chased the entire way by about 10 dogs and one black dog. Every dog was barking except for that black dog. And he kept appearing in the woods to the left and in front of us as we were driving, as if he was trying to turn us around. We found the symbols and knew it was it. The dogs hadn't followed us that far. We parked and got out with flashlights first to scope out the area. I'm not going to lie, it was extremely unsettling. We walked up to the circle and thought, perfect, let's get our stuff. Fast forward about an hour, it's quiet. We have our tents set up on the circle, with our chairs set up surrounding our cooler. We were telling ghost stories and drinking. Nothing bothered us except the occasional twig snapping that sounded like footsteps and the feeling of being watched. We just chalked it up to the animals. It's 2 a.m. now. I hear voices around me, and I'm not the only one. Nick and Jake heard it too. It felt like we were about to be jumped by a group of men surrounding us. But we knew whatever it wasn't human. The voices stopped, and I kid you not, at the same time, the car light turned on. We went to the car to find all of the doors open. Unnerved, we slowly closed all the doors and went back to drinking. 2:30 a.m. We are all on edge, not even drunk at this point, because of the events that just took place. Everyone was silent. I could hear and feel my heart beating out of my chest. You'll never believe it. We all heard beautiful humming coming from every direction. I wish I could describe how it sounded, but we knew that it was not good. We all leaned in as the singing was going on. Without one word spoken, we all got up and went to the car and got out of there. We then visited Lydia's bridge because it was nearby, and it said that Lydia walks the road on the bridge at night. We didn't see anything, so we slept in a nearby Walmart parking lot in the car and went back the following day for our things. So, the dogs. I think they were actually trying to warn them not to go any further.
Yeah.
But they didn't venture into that spooky bit themselves, did they? The devil's stomping ground. So I think I'm getting into black dogs again now because I'm doing it for the book. And some black dogs actually try and save people. They're not all evil. And it sounds like the leader of this pack was one of those black dogs who tries to warn people. So it's still like impending doom coming, but they're benevolent and they try and warn people.
Yeah, I reckon they're like, yeah, it happened to them. Whatever happened to them, they're like victims of it or something.
That's
but
good.
Some of them are like taken in by him and some of them are just like, oh, I can't, I got to stop it. Because, and then he started stopping him.
Yeah. I wonder, did you mean like some of them may
demon
have been...
Demon dogs.
Yeah, devil's hounds. Yeah. Did you mean that some of them may have been past victims of going to this place, disappearing and turning into devil hounds?
Because I reckon they're like his little minions, the dogs, and then they sacrifice the people.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good one.
He probably like chuck them in a cage and let the dogs do their business. And then they do, like, rituals on them.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right. The singing, that's a bit freaky that they actually heard the woman singing. And I don't blame them, because in the end they slept in the Walmart, and I must say, that's the equivalent of Asda to us, isn't it, a Walmart?
Yeah.
And I probably would have done the same. Gone somewhere nice, lightish. You know, there's going to be some security around at some point or other, and slept there in the car.
There's nothing more creepy than walking into a supermarket and there's nobody there.
That's true.
And it's just lights and empty holes. Yeah. I mean, if I were in that situation, I'd get all the, like, snacks and nice food that I could eat at that point and build a fort in the toilet paper section.
Oh, okay.
And I'd, like, yeah, I'd just chill there and eat and like watch my film. And I'd, like, find the power and I'd hook it up. I'd get a TV and an Xbox.
Right. Make yourself comfy.
Yeah, because you don't know. Like, you could be trapped in there by the spirits who locked you in, but it's not a problem.
No, as long as you've got your Xbox, you're fine, aren't you?
Yeah, I need entertainment.
I've got to say, everybody, I'm really tired. I was complaining about this on the Whisper for the patrons earlier. Well, yesterday that would be. Because I've had Willow for 3 days, and Willow's my granddaughter, and she's 4. And it's been fun. For a menopausal woman who doesn't sleep, having to get up at 6 in the morning. And I'm so tired. I'm incoherent, don't even know what I'm saying, and are desperate for my bed.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the third and final story?
Yes, we should.
And actually, just want to do a quick trigger warning for this third story, as it does mention suicide. Nothing graphic, but just a warning. Okay. My family and I lived on post at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, for 8 years. The first house we lived in there was seriously haunted. Shortly after we moved in, the odd occurrences started. The first one I can remember was about 3 months or so after we moved in. Our youngest daughter was 2, and her toy box was set up in the hallway that ran from our dining room to the front door, with our stairs acting as a wall and separator from our living room. I was playing on my phone, and she was on the other side of the stairs, playing with her toys. Suddenly I hear her come running through the hallway and into the living room. When I looked up at her, there's no way to describe her other than terrified. Her eyes were wide with fear, and she ran as fast as she could to jump up on the couch with me. When I asked what was wrong, she pointed to the hallway and said,
"That man scared me."
My blood ran cold. We were the only two at home. My husband was at work, and my older daughter was at school. So there definitely should not have been any man in my house. When I asked what man, she just kept pointing to the hallway and saying,
"That man over there."
I grabbed a small wooden bat from a toy bin at the end of our couch and crept into the hallway. There was no one there. I carefully walked around the entire first floor, searching the storage space under our stairs, our laundry room and our pantry. No one there. No one could have snuck upstairs without me hearing. The old wooden stairs in our home were notoriously creaky, and the door leading to our garage was also very loud. There was no way anyone could have gotten out of the living areas without me hearing them. I was officially freaked out and told my husband about it as soon as the kids went to bed that night. He chalked it up to our daughter's vivid imagination. The second weird occurrence happened a few weeks later. My husband was a soldier in the army, and after PT, physical training, in the mornings, he would come home to shower and change into his uniform for the day. He was taking a shower in our bathroom when he thought he saw someone walking through our bedroom. Our shower curtain had a clear panel across the top, and he showered with the door open
because of poor ventilation in the bathroom. From the doorway of the bathroom, you had a clear view of our bedroom. He said out of the corner of his eye, he had seen someone walk up next to our bed and bend over our nightstand. But when he asked me about it, I told him I had never come upstairs. He was weirded out, but thought maybe he'd imagined it. We ended up getting a dog shortly after. Our beautiful bulldog was named Eleanor, and unfortunately, soon after getting her, we learned that our youngest daughter was deathly allergic to her. Because of our daughter's allergies, Eleanor had to stay downstairs, and at night we would kennel her in our dining room. It wasn't long that she began to bark at the hallway, the same hallway my daughter had claimed to see a man that scared her. Eleanor's hair on the back of her neck would stand up, and she would bark at something we couldn't see. At first we thought maybe it could be mice, despite no other signs that we had them. We set traps and never caught anything. We ended up having to rehome our sweet Eleanor due to my daughter's allergies. But for the entire 2 years we had her, she hated that hallway and would refuse to walk through it. The most terrifying event that ever happened to me when we lived in that house was the night I saw him. I was laying in bed, playing on my phone while my husband slept beside me. It was around 1 a.m. and I decided that I needed to try to get some sleep, since I'd have to get my oldest up for school the following morning. I'd been facing our bathroom and the door to our bedroom. I rolled over to snuggle up to my husband, and standing in the corner of our room was a soldier in full uniform. The room was dark, but because of a street lamp right outside the window, he was illuminated well. I screamed and smacked my husband to wake up, and as soon as my husband jumped, the soldier took one step toward the bed and disappeared into thin air. I was hysterical. My husband told me I had to have been dreaming, but I had never been to sleep, and I knew what I saw. He'd been so solid, I would have sworn he was a real person, until he faded away right before my eyes. I was terrified, and it took me forever to fall asleep. The next day, I talked to a friend of mine who'd lived on our street for a few years. At first, I simply asked if she'd ever heard of anyone else on post complaining about their house being haunted. She said yes, and asked why. I didn't tell her what I saw, but I did tell her that weird stuff had been happening in our house. She immediately got uncomfortable and said, "Well, you know a guy that used to live on our street killed himself in that house, right?" I was shocked. I said no, and asked her when it happened. She explained that when she and her husband first moved in, they used to have block parties in the cul-de-sac at the end of our street. Shortly after they moved in, they went to a block party to meet the neighbours, and someone at the party told them it was a good thing they hadn't moved in a few months earlier, because one of the neighbours had committed suicide after returning home from war. They said he had suffered from PTSD and shot himself one night, and with it being a military post, it had really shaken up the whole neighbourhood. My friend wasn't sure exactly which house it happened in, but judging from what we'd all seen and experienced in my house, I was sure it was mine. We had tons of other experiences in that house. We lived there for 6 of the 8 years we lived at Fort Campbell, and there was always something weird or unexplainable happening there.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So that's frightening enough, isn't it, if a child sees something you can't?
Yeah.
Can I just say as well, if you don't have a toy bat to hand, what you could get, right, is a tin foil roll, aluminium, as they say in America, aluminium foil, and it's like a baseball bat, right? So if you've got that handy in your kitchen, grab it.
I'd get a sock and a rock. Or a block of butter. The clobber.
But we know that, you know, it won't do a thing against the ghost, but
yeah, but I still do it anyway.
Gives you courage, doesn't it?
Or I just like grab some holy water. Any water is holy if you bless it.
Yeah.
So I'd bless it. And then I'd chuck it and some salt, and then I'd defend myself.
I like it.
I'd set up my trap.
Mm-hmm.
Or like these would protect me, and I'd have like a Jesus Christ thingy somewhere, mm-hmm. across.
Yep,
I'd hold it in their face, and if they don't like that, I'd clobber them with it in my other hand with the block and
with
the
tin foil.
Yeah, tin foil with a cross in my left hand and a tin foil in my right hand.
I like it. And then I'll come home and go like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, you come home, I'll just be on my knees, like, "In the power of the Christ compels you," and that thing. Well, that's the end of this episode. I enjoyed, and we'll catch up again soon.
We will indeed. I've just got to say that when I get this tired, it's like I'm drunk, which I haven't been for many years. I'm not really enjoying the feeling, but take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.